The scripture tonight was just read for us from Psalm 111, and just going to take a couple thoughts from there in preparation for you all sharing some of your own praises to the Lord, but let us pray first. Lord, we ask that you'd be with us. We pray that you would attend the hearing of your word and the speaking of your word and the speaking forth of your praises by your people. And Lord, we ask that you would work in our hearts the kind of gratitude that we need in order that we might praise you, not just occasionally, but throughout every day of our lives. We ask that you would work among us to glorify your name. In Christ we pray. Amen. I saw a sign the other day that said, it's not happy people that are thankful. It is not happy people that are thankful. Thankful people are happy. And we have much to be thankful for. Psalm 111 and 112 are sister psalms. They both start with the phrase, praise the Lord, and then the next 22 lines falls out in alphabetical order in terms of the Hebrew text. And Psalm 111 speaks of the praise of God, and Psalm 112 talks about the man, the righteous man, who has praised God. We learn from Psalm 115 that you become like what you worship. When we begin to worship God for the great things that He has done, it changes us. And we probably will do a series on these two Psalms somewhere in the future. But it's very interesting that the characteristics of God in His great works become evident of the man or the Christian, or the worshiper, in Psalm 112. Same characteristics of righteousness, graciousness, compassionate, truthfulness. We become like what we worship. Now, worship includes the giving of thanks. And it says in Psalm 111, praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and in the assembly, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. I'm told that in Cambridge there is a laboratory named after Sir Henry Cavendish that actually has Psalm 111 verse 2 as it's over its arch of the entrance. That great are the works of the Lord, they are studied by all who delight in them. Quite often, when Bible verses are used in buildings that are more or less secular school buildings, the verses are often taken out of context. But probably that's a good place for that kind of verse to be used, because as this laboratory, they are exploring and studying the great creation that God has made. But what I want to do is just make a couple comments on verse 1. Number 1, praise the Lord. It's a command. It's not just a religious thing. You know, oh, praise the Lord. Some of us remember the PTL television. We'll be taking an offering later. And praise the Lord became a little bit of a buzzword. Here it is a command. And it is it is actually the Hebrew word, hallelujah. And he says, I will give thanks. And so worship, or the praise of God, includes us speaking forth what God has done, expressing thanks. But he says he's going to do it with all my heart. The praise that is acceptable to God is the praise that is wholehearted praise. You know, we all know what it's like to, you know, you say, you give a gift to somebody and they go, yeah, I kind of like that, or, you know, whatever. you know, or you even know Christians who sing and they kind of muddle their way through the songs. This is a full-throated, wholehearted, from the soles of their feet, praising of God by speaking forth thanksgiving. But notice it says, in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Praise that is private is good. Praise that is public is better. The people of God gathering to speak about what God has done. That is the worship that the church is to do. Psalm 112 tells us that the people who worship God this way in the assembly are changed. So our opportunity to speak something of the praises of God tonight isn't just a formality. It's not just so that we can say we had a Thanksgiving Eve service. You know, the New Testament tells us that we are to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, giving thanks unto the Lord, or to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to one another, giving thanks to the Lord, making melody in our heart. Part of what Paul's talking about there is in Psalm 111 and Psalm 112. The more we speak forth the thanks for the great works that God has done, the more we are changed into the likeness of God. And so that's all I really want to say tonight, whether it applies just for tonight or tomorrow around your dinner table or every day of our lives, as we seek out and declare the things that God has done, we are changed and we change other people. And so I'd like us to have opportunity to do some of that tonight. And if you speak, if you're able, I would prefer that you would stand and say something just to help make sure everybody hears, since we're in these rows this way. I had envisioned more of a semicircle, but this was all put together this way, you know, with great haste at the last minute. And I pleaded with Leroy, and he said, no, we had to do this. Actually, he was telling me we're out of time, and I was the one pleading. But I'd like us to take opportunity to praise the Lord with all of our heart in the midst of the assembly of God's people. But let us pray again. Lord, we pray you give us open mouths and full hearts to hear afresh the great things you have done for us. And we ask, Lord, that even as we hear your praises, that you would give us things that we need to be reminded to pray for. For truly you are a God who works in ways that are to be studied and splendid and majestic, that we might glorify you. In Christ we pray. Amen.